And now Kevin Emmett brings us the second monologue in the Portraits of a Town series. This month's monologue is from Helen Hannah.
Hello, I'm Helen Hannah. I was the head teacher at Fernhilly Primary School from September 2011 until December last year in 2016. Head teacher fundamentally is about being a leader of learning. So it's having a real passion for the curriculum and how you engage children in the day-to-day learning process so that their levels of enjoyment and engagement are really high and that the teachers really enjoy teaching the subjects to the children so that ultimately they make the progress that they need to make to be effective learners and be ready for the next stage of education. I guess the learning aspect is a significant but small part of a bigger picture. So certainly at Fernhilly we valued equally the importance around social and emotional aspects of learning, so for children to develop resilience, perseverance, collaboration, the skills that actually help them to transfer their knowledge to the next stage, but also be able to apply those skills into different contexts is key, really. And actually, without those skills, the knowledge that they pick up is almost useless, because if they can't apply it to another context and transfer the skills, the knowledge is kind of obsolete. Some of our children had very limited experience of life when they joined us at Fernhilly, which means that in addition to obviously the curriculum experiences that we provide for them, supporting them to develop those skills around being able to be a key role within their community, within their class, within their year, within the playground, and just to develop that real sense of self. A school, obviously, is there to educate, the children, but also extend that to families. So again, one of the things at Fernhilly that I worked very hard on as head was to develop relationships with parents and carers within the community. And that was quite a shift from how the school had operated prior to my headship there. And so lots of work around non-threatening opportunities to come into school. So whether that was assemblies, whether that was coming to do singing with children, whether that was little workshops around supporting children with learning, trips. We had some family workshops that were linked to our forest school initiatives. So again, families could come in and join in their children and have fun and not feel as though they were being assessed or watched, which I think sometimes for some of our families is a challenge, because if their experiences of school have been poor, actually making that a positive experience for them is fundamental. Thinking about the school within the community of schools as well, so obviously within Todmorden, there are some specific challenges, I feel, in terms of being a primary school. So Fernhilly was one of seven other primary schools, and as a group of head teachers, we worked quite closely together and met frequently to talk about priorities for the community of our children in a broader sense, and what different schools offered and how we complemented one another. Sometimes we would have really brilliant ideas about how we could do things jointly, but sometimes the practicalities of that didn't always come to fruition. And I think some of that was around the challenge of the different ethoses. So, for example, one of the other primary schools is a faith school, and Fernhilly isn't a faith school, and so that allowed opportunities for a pen pal set up, so children could learn, albeit only a couple of miles up the road, about a community within a community almost, which was brilliant. But that also had its challenges, because whilst it broadened the understanding and experience of children in both schools, it was also quite limiting because it kind of stopped there, and there was certainly more that could have been done beyond Todmorden. Fundamentally, the key shift has been to empower the staff, to give the staff the confidence as a team of highly skilled, committed people that doing things slightly different as we do at Fernie-Lee around innovative curriculum and all the nurture provision and the counselling services, working with other agencies, all the things that we do that do look different to other schools in some ways are actually really powerful and absolutely integral to the core purpose of that school, which then serves that community. And so I think that that belief in what the staff do is making an absolute difference is so embedded, intrinsic to almost the DNA of the school, that I think that will continue for however long, forever, hopefully.